Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, we're beginning a new set of halachos. We're going to begin the set halachos about tofer, sewing. Sewing took place in the Mishkan when they sewed the urios that we have in these weeks parashios of making the Mishkan. So they would sew the urios together, and that is a malacha. The halachos of tofer are not that expounded upon in the Shulchan Aruch. They appear in Simin Shin Mem, Sivav, Siv Zayin, and Siv Yud Dalet. Siv Yud Dalet is an extremely, extremely important Siv, not so much only for Tofer, but also for the halachos of Korea. Korea comes up all the time, opening up bags on Shabbos of food, etc., etc., etc. Many, many, many halachos about Korea. But we can't go to Korea, which is tearing, before one learns halachos of Tofer. Because Korea is the opposite of Tofer. It's undoing Tfira. What exactly is Tfira? So the Gemara tells us on Daf Ayin Dalet on the base that Tfira is that if you're Tochev Shtei Tzifos, you do stitches? In a material that is going to be tefira. So, for example, if I want to sew these two sides of my jacket together, I put the needle through here, goes through here. That's one, and then I put it through here. So then, in such a case, then I've attached the two. The Merkavas HaMishnah points out the difference between kosher and tofer is that kosher is you're taking a string and you're attaching it to something else. Tofer is you have two different things and then you attach them together. Some achronim bring rayas that's not the only form of tofer, but that's the Merkavas HaMishnah's explanation. The Gemara itself asks, how could you have a chiyuv of tofer if you're doing two tefiros, but simply sewing, taking the thread and putting it through once and then putting it through a second time, it's not going to last. You're going to have to do, it shouldn't be considered a tefira shel kayama. The Gemara says you do kosher. So the Ramban explains, it must be that he did a kesher she'ena shel kayama. Because if he did a kesher shel kayama, then that wouldn't only be tofer, it would also be kosher. So let's see how it's brought up in Shulchan Aruch. It's actually brought up in Shulchan Aruch in an interesting way. Mechaber says in Shin Mem Sivav, chut shel tefira, if there's a string of thread, shenitzach, that has become asur lemafcho mishum tofer. It's prohibited to tighten it due to tofer. So the Gemara explains that not only is tofer when you take thread and you make two new stitches, but even if you already have the stitches made, but it's begun to fall apart, and you're moteach, then you tighten it, that's also going to be tofer. So every once in a while, you have an example of that. There you go. So somewhere you have in your garment that it begins to pull apart. You know where sometimes you have it in a sweater where the woven component of the sweater has begun to separate. To tighten it, that will also be an iser of tofer. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, go ahead, Aaron. So we pointed out that kesher and tofer are two different things. The question is, what is the difference between them? So Merkavas HaMishnah says that the kesher is you take a string and you tie it against something else. Tofer is where you take a string and you tie two different parts and you attach them together. That's what tofer is. That's how the Merkavas HaMishnah explains the difference. Says the Mishnah Berurah Mishum Tofer Va'osakein Chayv Chata. If you do this, it's an Isser Chatzos. Who shall also catch you lebesof? Afinu la'ina shel kayama. So that works very well with the Ramban that we mentioned. We're on page 381. The Ramban that we had mentioned, two lines on top of the Mishnah Berurah, that says that when the Gemara says that you did a kesher after you atofer, must have been you did a kesher she'ina shel kayama. Because if it's a kesher shel kayama, then every time you're doing tofer, you would also be over the Isser of kosher. Of a below kesher klal patur, but without any kesher, it's not lasting. It's going to be patur. One of the fellows in the Gros Kolol asked me the following question: the Orcho Shabbos patur. First, let's learn the halach from the Orcho Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah says that sometimes anybody have this experience that you have this really nice suit and everything's fine, but the button begins to fall off from the jacket, right? So one of the things that you could do, Yasher Koach, Rav Cooper, thank you very much. One of the things, I told Rav Cooper that the Rav Nevin Salz is just a few lines on the bottom, so that I know a little bit. But the whole Mishnah Brura, that I don't know. So it's more important that I practice in the Mishnah Brura. So if you have the thread on the back of your jacket, right? So if you tighten the thread, so the Aruch HaShabbos says that's also moteach, because moteach just means that you tighten something that is that was sewn in. So here you have the. Has ever happened to you that the button becomes loose? So what do? So there's the professional way of dealing with it, and there's what I would call the yeshivish way of dealing with it. Oh, very good. You twisted. That's what the guy in the Grus Kol also said he does. That the correct way of doing it is tightening it from the inside of the jacket, and then actually this is one of my better quality jackets. Have you ever seen this? This is Taka cool. See the note? You don't somehow know how they did it, but the button is not, it's sewn in. You don't see it on the other side. You also have it. Okay, so you can see it there. Okay. So anyhow, so most of my jackets are more yeshivish than this, and so if it falls apart, by the way, I don't know what's going to happen. This jacket has lasted a long time, but I don't know what's going to happen when this that comes off. How you sew it back on? I gotta be careful. So when you pull it, so that would be limtoah. That would be to tighten. That would be a problem. So Aaron mentioned that what he does is you turn it around the button, right? So that was the fellow Shaila. Would that be an Ether on Topher? You hear the Shaila? If you're pulling it close. So Lechura, I thought, I didn't ask my Rabbeim yet, but Lechura, I would say that in such a case, it wouldn't be Moteach. Why? Because all you're doing there, if you think about what you're doing, is you don't want it to get worse. You're not making it better. You're not being moteach. You're not tightening. You're not making it more taut. Rather, what you're doing is just making it that shouldn't get worse. Then lechura, that should be mutter. That would be mutter on Shabbos. Leaving aside issues of muktza, presumably it's not yet muktza until it falls off. Incidentally, there's a big diyun to this day, a big fight. How do you look at a button that falls off? Is a button that falls off muktza? So the halacha is that you guys learned in Shabbos that a door that falls off is not muktza. Very good, Ellie. It's not muktza. So how do you look at a button? Is a button like a door? Okay. Mirtz Hashem after Pesach, we'll learn muktza. Yeah. So the rule of the shear is shtei tefira. All you need to do is to when it comes to tofer. So you're asking a great question. What about moteach? So the answer is, if you're tightening two tefiros, then that's going to be the chiyuv.
Tightening like two tefiros
worth? Exactly. So this is two tefiros worth, because it goes through your jacket and into the thingy, into the button.
Meaning, as long as you're tightening in some way.
That causes it. That causes that.
So
that thing.
Doesn't have to necessarily even be tight. Like,
right. You have to tighten it, though.
If the button was, let's say, loose down, and like, if you have like six of the, and the button's on, like, let's say something loose down, six of the, what do we call them?
Stitches?
The stitches are loose. And you pull on it, nothing really happens to the button.
Right, no, it's the tightening of the thread. The tightening of the thread, that's going to be the seal. Correct. Okay. Now let's continue on in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, three lines in from the top, says, "Va'agav nevar ktsas din tofer. Hatofer shtei tefiros chayv, u'sha kosher rosh ha'achot mikanu kan, kitei shol tishmot." So if you do two tefiros, it's going to be chayv. "V'mhoye shol chayyama," if you make a kesher shol chayyama, "gam kei mishum kosher. V'kol zel inyin chiyuva, avol inyin isura, yeshom da osra afil al-asa kosher klal." Even if you don't do a kesher, then that's going to be osra as well. Now the Mishnah Berurah says something which is actually very controversial. This, in many ways, is a collector's item, because it's not very often that you have a Mishnah Berurah three lines long that almost no one follows today. collector's item. No, when was the last time you were called? Sometimes you'll have a case where 50% of the world doesn't follow the Mishnah Berurah. That in itself is a massive Kiddush. Here, 90% of the world, almost all the Kitzer books, don't pass like this Mishnah Berurah, and I'll explain why B'siyata D'Shmaya shortly. The Mishnah Berurah says, Val Kain, Osana Anoshim, Shetoch Min Hakreiz Im Abeged B'machat B'shtei Tzifos, if they attach a something to the lapel with a needle, by putting the needle in and out, lav shapir avdi, they're not doing something correct. So Mishnah Berurah holds that using a needle as a way of attaching something to a beged is going to be osur. This is based on the Karban Nisanel. And the Karban Nisanel says that I came to a certain city, I believe in Germany, and I was very taken aback to see that everybody attaches things to their lapel with a needle. And he says that should be topher. If it's shtei tzifos, it should be topher. And the Karban Nisanel leads off that way. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Karban Nisanel. However, since the Mishnah Berurah, there were many Gedolei Olam who pointed out that the Minhag HaOlam seemed to have been against the Karban Nisanel's concern, and they attempt to explain why. The Chazon Ish in Simin Kuf Nun Dalet says that at the end of the day, a needle is not a thread. A thread attaches two different things. So if you threaded your Israeli flag or American flag or whatever, or your New York Yankees pin or whatever it might be, if you put it or your Mir Yeshiva pin, whatever it might be that you put it, or your reshit, your R reshit, you put it into your lapel, so then in such a case, then, I just got paid a lot of money to say that, by the Yankees, okay. Anyhow, so if you had it pinned into the jacket, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be, that's topher, because you used a string. But a needle, says the Chazon Ish, are you allowed to hang something on a hook? Is there going to be any problem if you had a hook? Let's say it became fashionable. I can't imagine if it become fashionable, but Lu Yitzuyer, a hook would be hanging on our lapel, right? In the buttonhole, the mystery why you have this over here, it doesn't make any sense, right? Once upon a time, there was a button on this side. That's what this is, right? So I guess people would close it over here. Anyhow, so people put things in their lapel. So let's say it became a fashion, which probably will not happen, although you never know, for someone to put a hook into this thing and then hang something on. Would that be topher, says the Chazon Ish? Absolutely not. That would not be topher. So he says that's what a needle is. A needle is not a form of thread. And the Minhag HaOlam was not to accept the Karban Nisanel's chash that would be considered thread. So, most of us are not putting on a Yankees pin or a flag pin. However, where it does come up is in regards to a safety pin. Are you allowed to use a safety pin to hold different parts of a garment together? So, this comes up a lot of times for women. Let's say they wear a sweater and the sweater is held together, depends which Beis Yaakov you went to, but where it goes. But at the end of the day, the sweater is held together by a pin. So would that be topher? Because you're holding together two things. So the post can point out that according to the Karban Nisanel, what's the halacha going to be? According to the Karban Nisanel, so then Churetz Shaila might even be Osir. However, according to the Chazon Ish, in such a case, it's going to be Mutter. Comes along Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal and says this is going to be connected to another beautiful sugya that's connected to Topher. How are we holding in terms of Ma'ariv? We got a little bit of time? Okay, so let's start. Let me. You know what? How we'll do this? We're going to learn the punchline. We're going to learn the punchline, and then after the punchline, what we're going to do is tomorrow learn the details. And that is, it goes as follows. That the punchline is that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said a safety pin, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, is going to be mutter for a different reason. And that is that it's not a sphira that is considered lasting at all. The sphira is not a lasting sphira. Why is it not a lasting sphira? Because what happens? You put the safety pin in, and when you take off the sweater, then you undo it. So do you ever use a safety pin for longer than 24 hours? The Sezer of Shlomo Zalman, that's going to be called Tofer Sheina Shel Kayala. If so, even if the Karpi Nisano is right, that the act of it is Tfira, it could be, that's for tomorrow night, that it could be that a Tfira Sheina Shel Kayama is Mutter. Wait, that's already, we got to get into a few Ramos. So that Amir Hashem, tomorrow night, we'll pick up as far as that's concerned. Speaking of the schedule of tomorrow night, there's no photo.